From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Jokowi says Bulungan Indonesian Industrial Park area future of green industry. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said global collaboration very important to realize the right to development. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has expressed confidence that the Indonesian Industrial Park Area, or KIPI, in Bulungan, North Kalimantan, will be the future of the green industry in Indonesia. The head of state said in a press statement after reviewing the progress of the Bulungan Industrial Area on Tuesday, he believes that the industrial area will become the future of Indonesia if the development goes well and concurrently sparks interest from green industry players. The Bulungan Industrial Park area will be supported by hydropower from Mentarang and Kayan rivers, which run through the province as a new renewable energy source. There are three sections in the 13,000-hectare area, which have been earmarked for the electric vehicle battery industry, petrochemical industry, and aluminum industry. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said in the midst of this multiple crisis situation, many people haven't enjoyed the right to development. The gap has widened and development progress has been hampered. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs at the high-level meeting right to development on Tuesday in Geneva, Switzerland. The meeting was held in commemoration of the 35th anniversary of the Declaration of Right to Development. In a press release held online from Switzerland Wednesday, Retno Marsudi said, the 35th anniversary of the Declaration of Right to Development is expected to be used as a momentum to readjust common goals.
Saatnya untuk melakukan rekalibrasi, memfokuskan kembali sumber daya yang kita miliki.
It's time to recalibrate, refocus our resources, refresh our energy, and readjust our common goals. Indonesia conveys an idea that global collaboration is very important to realize the right to development with the spirit of burden sharing, not burden shifting. All countries have the right to progress, and global governance must be inclusive.
Bahwa semua negara berhak untuk maju, dan global governance harus inklusif.
Minister Retno Marsudi added, discriminatory policies that impede the progress of other countries must be abolished. All countries, big or small, developed or developing, must have their voice heard. With a positive work performance and a strong foundation, the Indonesian government is confident of achieving two-fold digital economic growth by 2025. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesia has become a digital economy player in ASEAN with 40% of total transactions in the region coming from Indonesia. National agreement in the first quarter of 2022 was the second largest after Singapore. According to Hartarto, economic growth has been supported by the growth of the digital economy as well as other online-based services, such as food deliveries and ride-hailing. Next, we have the Indonesian government received grants amounting to $5.5 million, equivalent to 7.2 billion South Korean won, or around 84 billion rupiah, from South Korea to increase the capacity of small and medium enterprises, or SMEs. The grant is in the form of collaboration on smart factory adoption and training for human resources. Deputy for Small and Medium Enterprises of the Ministry of Cooperative and SMEs, Hanung Harimba Rahman, stated, "The official development assistance project collaboration between the Indonesian and South Korean governments aim at helping local SMEs adapt to the industrial ecosystem 4.0 to enter the industrial supply chain." The last national news comes from United Nations Resident Coordinator in Indonesia, Valerie Julian, on Tuesday highlighted the importance of education in the life of Indonesians and for ensuring the stability of the nation. She said after a signing ceremony for an educational collaboration between the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, and the Indonesia Global Compact Network in Jakarta, "Education is very important for the community because it can have a major impact on the country's peace and stability as well as nation building. Therefore, she considered the collaboration on education by UNESCO and Indonesia Global Compact Network to be a very important initiative for humanity." Now we move to the international news. The devastating earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria have killed at least 50,000 people, with many more injured, tens of thousands still missing, and hundreds of thousands homeless, the United Nations humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths said on Tuesday. Griffiths told the council meeting focusing on Syria that before the earthquakes, 15.3 million people needed humanitarian assistance. And he said he saw during a post-quake visit that in harsh winter conditions, entire neighborhoods have been destroyed. In addition, Griffiths told council members that hundreds of buildings are at high risk of collapsing, thousands more may need to be demolished, the risk of diseases growing amid a pre-quake cholera outbreak, and the price of food and other essential items is climbing higher. We end the news with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who said on Wednesday, "Trilateral cooperation with the United States and Japan has become more important than ever to overcoming North Korea's growing nuclear threats and other crises." Yoon spoke at an event commemorating the country's historic March 1st independence movement against Japan's 1910 to 1945 occupation of Korea. Yoon's comments come after South Korea's presidential office said on Tuesday that officials from South Korea, the United States and Japan have held their first economic security dialogue amid effort to strengthen supply chain resilience and develop technology. Through Japan and South Korea are times uneasy neighbors, the three countries are keen to expand cooperation in various fields. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener commentary for today has a topic: hydrometeorological disaster needs to be watched out. The National Disaster Management Agency noted that in the last week of February 2023, the incidence of wet hydrometeorological disasters had increased compared to the previous week. The agency acting head of Center for Data, Information and Disaster Communication, Abdul Muhari, conveyed this during a disaster briefing in Jakarta on Monday. According to Abdul Muhari, from its spatial distribution, especially on the island of Java in the last 2 days, wet hydrometeorological disasters consist of floods, tornadoes, and landslides. Abdul Muhari also said that the weather trend had begun to shift into a tornado or extreme weather. Strong winds have started to predominate even though it is raining. Floods in several places are also influenced by regional conditions. Responding to this natural phenomenon, the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture invites all stakeholders to strengthen flood and landslide disaster mitigation following an increase in rainfall intensity. Mitigation is an important effort that needs to be done to reduce the disaster risk. Deputy for Coordinating Equitable Regional Development and Disaster Management at the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, Sudirman, emphasized that last Tuesday, mitigation was an important effort that needed to be carried out to reduce the risk of this disaster. It can be said that every year, Indonesia experiences hydrometeorological disasters. Communities, including local governments whose territories frequently experience natural disasters, more or less already know what to do when they occur. But people whose areas have never experienced floods or landslides and are now experiencing them will certainly be surprised and seem slow to deal with it. Therefore, community preparedness, including local governments throughout Indonesia, must be developed. Mitigation efforts are carried out not only at the regional level, but also at the neighborhood association and neighborhood units level. Preparing disaster preparedness bags by each resident, for example, must be continuously disseminated. Natural disasters may be unavoidable, but the risk of impact can be reduced if each individual is in alert. Well, listener, that was my commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on March 1, 1936 when the Hoover Dam was completed. The Hoover Dam is a dam in the Black Canyon of the Colorado River on the border between the states of Arizona and Nevada. The dam is one of the largest electricity producing facilities in the world and the largest structure in the world. The dam was officially named Hoover in honor of President Herbert Hoover through a joint resolution of Congress in 1947. Now we move to March 1, 1947, when the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, started operating. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is an international financial institution with 190 member countries. This institution aims to strengthen global monetary cooperation, strengthen financial stability, encourage international trade, expand employment, as well as sustainable economic growth, and reduce poverty around the world. The IMF was officially established on December 27, 1945, and is headquartered in Washington. But it was not until March 1, 1947, that the IMF started its financial operations. France became the first country to borrow funds from the IMF. We end today in history with the March 1st General Offensive on March 1st, 1949. The General Offensive of March 1, 1949, or in Indonesian language called Serangan Umum 1 Maret, was an armed attack in Yogyakarta carried out by high ranks of the Indonesian National Armed Forces, or TNI, in the area of Division 3. The purpose of this attack was to prove to the international community that the Indonesian Armed Forces still existed and stayed strong. At that time, the Dutch launched propaganda that the Republic of Indonesia no longer existed. Yogyakarta was chosen to attack the Dutch army because Yogyakarta was then the capital of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from that, there were still many foreign journalists at Hotel Merdeka Yogyakarta, and there were still United Nations military observers there. On February 24, 2022, Indonesian President Joko Widodo designated March 1st as the State Sovereignty Enforcement Day in a Presidential Decree No. 2 of 2022. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga,
Listener, My Indonesia Today highlights IDX joins hands with State-owned Enterprises Ministry accelerating capital markets for state-owned enterprises. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir and the President Director of Indonesia Stock Exchange IDX Iman Rahman signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Monday. This aimed to support the development of the Indonesian stock exchange market and accelerate its benefits for the state-owned companies and their subsidiaries. The MOU was not only about the stock market, but also the carbon one. IDX President Director Iman Rahman in Jakarta on Monday expected the cooperation with the State-owned Enterprises Ministry can increase the added value, transparency, and accountability of the state-owned enterprises and their subsidiaries. Therefore, it will help the company's competitiveness value in the national and global level. Iman Rahman conveyed the cooperation also included the development and implementation of good corporate governance, environmental, social, and governance, as well as cooperation in improving the startup ecosystem, especially around the state-owned enterprises. Through this cooperation, they are committed to giving education on investment in the stock market. Besides, he hoped the cooperation can increase the number of state-owned companies and entities listed at the IDX so that it increases the governance of the state-owned enterprises and subsidiaries as well as the Indonesian stock market liquidity. On 24 February 2023, some 37 state-owned enterprises and subsidiaries were listed in the Indonesian Stock Exchange. They gave contribution up to 2.78 trillion rupiah or 27% of average transaction value at the IDX from the total daily average. In 2023, around 10.3 trillion rupiah. In this cooperation, there was also a MOU between IDX and PT Biro Klasifikasi Indonesia, which was one of the state-owned enterprises in developing and running the carbon market in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety
no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my someone. Running down through the daydream. Good as half thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime I'm on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my song. Running down through the daydream. Good as half thinking about how you're missing.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Citepus Beach is located on the edge of the Cisolok Pelabuhan Ratu Highway. Its strategic position makes this beach often a pleasant tourism destination for tourists while on holiday in the Pelabuhan Ratu area West Java. Many local and foreign tourists stop over and enjoy the charm of Citepus Beach. The coastline at Citepus Beach has a length of 3 to 5 kilometers. This wide expanse of sand, like a giant rock, also has a sloping surface. The sand has a slightly hard texture, and the waves are also big. But visitors can still play in the water in certain areas, being blown by the wave or playing with a chalkboard, and being dragged to the shoreline is a fun activity for visitors when visiting this beach. The water is still clear and the coral reefs are still well preserved, making snorkeling and diving activities two activities that you can do here as well. Citepus Beach ticket price is 30,000 rupiah per visitor who take his or her cars, and 10,000 rupiah for visitors who take their motorbikes. Citepus Beach facilities include a prayer room, bathrooms and changing rooms, seafood stalls, lodgings with a beach background, souvenir stalls and large parking area. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Sehangat, seindah dulu. hati saja.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering food, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Jus Alpukat dan Air Putih. Jus Alpukat dan Air Putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a restaurant chef. Dev tells about his order. Let's listen to the conversation.
Minumannya apa, Pak?
Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Ingin, ingin, which means want. Jus alpukat, jus alpukat, which means avocado juice. Air putih, which means mineral water. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih, which means I want avocado juice and mineral water. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih, which means I want avocado juice and mineral water. In the sentence, there is a connecting word, dan, which means and. It is used to connect detailed things. In the sentence, the connecting word dan, which means and, is used to connect two drinks that are ordered, namely, jus alpukat dan air putih. Jus alpukat dan air putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. The word dan is used between the two detailed things. For example, jus alpukat dan air putih. Jus alpukat dan air putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. Besides connecting detailed things, the connecting word can be used to connect another thing such as nature and time. Let's listen to the other examples to connect nature and time. Jus alpukat ini kental dan manis. Jus alpukat ini kental dan manis, which means this avocado juice is thick and sweet. Saya minum kopi setiap pagi dan sore. Saya minum kopi setiap pagi dan sore, which means I drink coffee every morning and afternoon. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Minumannya apa, Pak?
Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
wajahmu mencuma hayalan lembut, memukau hati ke dulu kala hari yang bahagia. Kau lari ku kejar, tertawa bercanda. Sumpahku, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali. Kini kau pulang membawa kekasih. Memori kau membuka luka lama yang ku tertawa bercanda. Sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali. Kini kau pulang membawa
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Borondong Garing. The song Borondong Garing was composed by Rudy Rusadi. Borondong itself is a typical food of West Java made from corn or sticky rice. The song tells how Borondong is sold around towns and villages. Borondong Garing is also a typical souvenir from West Java. There is also a message in the song to develop oneself and build good relationships while selling Borondong Garing. Well, listener, here is the song Borondong Garing by Nining Meida. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Kedahku maha abdi micin.